You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I want to talk about what's next in sports broadcasting. High school. College football is already big business on TV. And now, Illinois-based Paragon Marketing Group is working on a deal to bring some type of high school football championship to a national audience. The group brought LeBron James high school basketball games to TV. They're in negotiations with several states and ESPN to televise a football playoff. ESPN wouldn't comment on the discussions, and Paragon said the talks are ongoing and private. Still, we wondered about the money and ethics behind putting high school players on TV. To put this in context, we went to high school football practice in Queens. This is the St. Francis High School squad. Legendary NFL coach Vince Lombardi went to St. Francis. So did longtime New York Yankees manager Joe Torre. Today, the football team practices at a park. The coaches are volunteers with day jobs, including coach Rich Carroll.
Well, we're here at 73rd Avenue and Francis Lewis Boulevard. This is where St. Francis Prep High School football has practiced now since the early 70s. And we set up a practice setting where we can almost create a game setting. So each, as you can see, we set up the lines and have the captains orchestrate a warm-up drill.
How do you think about them? Do you think about them as kids? Do you think about them as players? Who are these people out here in helmets?
Well, you know, it's funny because as a football coach at this age, I always say it's very difficult to walk around at the age they're at because they pretty much know everything, you know, and I only know a little bit as a football coach. I'm in my 40s. I've been around the program since the 80s when I played here. And at this age, it's really an interesting age to deal with high school kids. Really, they're at a very integral part of their lives that they're starting to develop who they really are, who their personalities are, who their identity, what their identity will be for the rest of their lives.
We're looking at a lot of the money and the attention that is starting to trickle down into the high school level. You know, you sort of saw the college frontier. That was conquered a long time ago. College football is a huge business now. What do you think about the idea that people are putting high school football on TV?
Well, you know, it's really... The bottom line is football's fun. It's fun for the players. It's fun for the parents. It's fun for the spectators. So I think the fact that even though there's a lot of negative press that goes along with football, the fact that it's so enjoyable to watch and it really is an opportunity, and we say this as coaches, football might be the last sport where we'll take the obese kid and try to make something out of them as far as athletics go. And as we all know, there's a huge obesity problem here in this country. And we're still looking for that big kid. And we'll work with him to try to work him into some sort of athletic shape where I don't think you're getting that in any other sport.
When you see something like, say, televised high school football on ESPN or Fox Sports 1 and the idea that suddenly there are going to be uniforms and maybe shoes and things like that, coming into a program, what do you think that does to a high school football program?
I think it's promoting activity. I think it's promoting the youth to actually get involved and to be part of something bigger than themselves. And, you know, what it does for a program, I think it attracts more kids to get involved. It attracts more kids to get, you know, to get out and participate. And it's a physical sport, and it attracts kids to be a little more physical.
Do you think there's too much money in high school football?
No, I don't think there's enough money in high school football, and I'm going to tell you why. Out of all the coaches that are out here coaching, there's, I think, one or two coaches that are actually teachers within a school. They're all firemen. I have a plumber on my staff. Police officers, all guys that are given their time to mold these youths, they're not getting paid well enough to be doing what they're doing for the youth. They're no different than teachers as far as I'm concerned. I'm out here from 3 o'clock till 6:30 with my guys. You know, every day I have a kid from 3 to 6:30. That's more than any history teacher, any math teacher. I have a bigger impact on that kid's life than any teacher will have as far as time.
What kind of pressure, then, does that financial situation put on you as a coach?
Oh, it is a financial pressure, and it is a big commitment, and it is a big sacrifice for all these coaches out here, all high school coaches everywhere to be involved.
That was St. Francis High School football coach Rich Carroll. In a moment, we'll talk about the demand for a nationally televised high school football playoff, right here on Marketplace Weekend. We just heard one high school football coach say televising high school games could be a good thing for programs like his. So far, one state has signed on to a deal to broadcast a national high school playoff, Florida. Meanwhile, two other big football states, Georgia and Texas, have declined for now. And even if a deal isn't reached to bring a national high school football playoff to TV, there are still games occasionally televised on Fox and ESPN. As high school athletes get better and better, that's where coaches and TV cameras are looking.
For the next frontier to be high school football is not a surprise.
That's sports business analyst Keith Reed.
You've already seen some media properties develop that cover high school football. You look at Max Preps as probably the most famous example of this, where you've actually got people feeding in information in real time, volunteers who do this, who go to high school football games and feed in the box scores and the stat lines. I was standing next to him. I've got a son who plays linebacker here in Connecticut. And there was a guy standing there watching our game and feeding stats into Max Prep at live as it happened, right? People
wow.
pay attention to this.
If you think back to, say, when LeBron James was playing high school basketball, Paragon Marketing Group, which is a big, you know, sports marketing group, they do other events as well. They brokered a deal for his high school game to be played on ESPN, too, and it was huge. So I think about that, and yet I think, wait a minute, are these players or are they kids?
Well, if you're talking about somebody at the level of a LeBron James, right, and that's only going to come around once in a generation. I mean, you're probably not going to see another kid with as much hype or with as much ability as LeBron James in the next, you know, 10 to 15 years, if not 20 to 25 years. So I think that's a little bit of an anomaly. But there is already sort of a two-tiered system that exists for the star high school athlete versus the run-of-the-mill player who's in his last year, you know, last hurrah in doing this for, you know, for the letter on his jacket.
Are you concerned at all about, say, ESPN or Fox or whoever televises a game? Are they just exploiting kids, putting those games out there?
If you've got an ESPN, if you've got a regional sports network, if you start to build the kind of money into high school athletics, and money is already there, but it's nowhere near what it is at the college level, of course. But if you start to build that kind of money and that kind of interest in the high school sports, where people are, you know, where you're selling rights to the games, where you're, you know, where it no longer costs, you know, just the cursory $5 to get in to see your kid play, but it's $20 a ticket or something like that. And there's a real revenue machine. And again, I'm speaking not only as an analyst of the business of sports, but I'm speaking as somebody who's got a kid actively playing high school sports, right? So I'm emotionally invested in this. What I'm not okay with is the idea that somebody comes along and they're making a ton of money that my kid never sees as he goes to practice and comes home sore and is work, you know, and that sort of thing, right? That you know, you're not creating a situation where there are people who have the ability to be able to exploit the high school athlete, like, in my opinion, the college athlete has been exploited for so long.
Sports business analyst Keith Reed, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. Go Warriors! I had to sneak that one in, right?